Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, is Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here is Larry.
Hey! Randy, I got to tell you, all that applause should go to Melania Trump tonight.
You know, you're probably right.
Well, I think that I want to give her a shout out because
here it goes.
Yeah,
she's
there
got
you
it.
Go.
They're clapping for her already.
All for you. You know,
tell us why.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because she refused to meet with Jill Biden.
I know. I saw that.
Stood her up for tea. And, you know, I think it was a good move because
sure.
Jill Biden's a terrible person.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
evil.
Yep.
She really is. And I think it was a powerful statement.
I think all the Bidens are.
Well, that's very true. Apparently, they've proven it.
Yeah.
But I think it was a powerful statement for her to make.
It was.
You know, I think it showed a lot of resilience and dignity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the poor woman, they've raided her home. They tried to kill her husband. They've done everything they can to destroy their lives. And then they want to act like everything's okay and have tea.
Right.
I don't think so.
No. It was a strong statement.
So we'll just say that. But I applaud her tonight, and so I think she did really good.
Good,
I really do.
So hey, have you heard any of? I know it just came out about the killings going on in New York.
No, huh?
Yeah, I saw it on the news just a while ago. We record, this is Monday night, so this is, we just saw it, and this is released on Wednesday. So we usually record on Monday, but there was a guy that had done some stabbings, and he was in New York. They got him and stabbed like 3 or 4 people. One of them died, and 2 of them were in critical condition, and went all around New York, and he did it with a knife, kitchen knife is what it was.
Seriously?
Yeah, a kitchen knife.
Why? Does anybody know why?
No, they got him though. But, you know, thinking of that, it sounds ridiculous, but do you think they need to just ban kitchen knives in New York?
I am calling for knife control.
Well,
and it possibly looked like a military knife.
It was a kitchen knife.
A kitchen knife.
It was a kitchen knife. They said it was a kitchen
and
knife.
And I'm sorry for making light of something so serious.
It was
but,
serious, but, you know, there again, guns are serious too.
My comment about the knife control, and I really do mean that, you know, nobody wants to do anything about knives or anything else, hammers. Do you know at one point years ago, there was more people killed by a hammer
right.
than there were guns?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, all the liberal communists, all they want to do is take our guns away.
Right.
You know,
what is the most deadliest animal?
I do, but go ahead.
It's the deer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
More humans are killed by the deer than any other animal because they run out in front of the car and impact the car. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was flashing back to my visit to Africa. You know what animal there kills more people in Africa than anyone else?
The rhino?
The rhino.
That's
I had
you
one
don't mess with no rhinos.
Hey, let
man.
Me tell you, I had one chase me down the river.
Yeah, really?
Seriously?
What was you doing in the river?
We were in a boat, you know.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Okay.
And we got too close to Mama Rhino.
Why, sure.
I say
baby rhino.
I'm saying rhino.
Hippo. Little difference.
We got a little too close in the boat, and all of a sudden, she went down. And I mean that the guy that was in our, you know, in charge of our boat, he gassed it and
said,
"Here we go."
Here. Uh-huh.
Well, we got somewhere down the river and slowed down a little bit.
She's still coming.
Yeah, and I didn't know it, and I'm sitting there. I mean, right here, I'm by the side of the boat, and all of a sudden, bam! She comes up and slams into that boat. And rocks us real hard.
Wow.
He hit that gas one more time. And I had no idea that they could run into the water and run as fast as they do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't know.
Running underwater.
I don't know how we got off on that tangent.
I know. Let's keep going here. That was an icebreaker there.
Well, there you go. Hey, we do have a really good show tonight. And I, you know, while us conservatives have been celebrating the return of a real president, and I mean a real president.
That's right.
who loves America, such as Donald Trump, we have to realize that our opponents are writhing in anger and corruption at the idea that their work on destroying our country is going to be undone. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine how so many of them right now are so angry because Trump won the election?
They're just not going to lay down.
No, they are not.
They're not going to lay down and say, okay, we lost, we're just going to let it go.
We almost got it to a complete communist country. But we lost the election, so we're just going to go home. That ain't the way they are.
They're still trying.
Okay?
They're still trying.
Let me say this, and I hope that you'll hear me loud and clear. The ruining of America has not been done by accident or ignorance. It has been solely done on purpose under the leadership of those who hate America and want to see us changed into a communist nation. And here's what I want to say. Americans didn't vote for Trump just to get cheaper groceries and gas prices.
No.
That is not what we did. We came out and gave Donald Trump an overwhelming mandate to take this country, turn it upside down, and slice and dice it and get rid of all of this insane crap that we've been putting up with. And that's why Donald Trump won both the Electoral College and the popular vote.
Well, I agree. And it looks like he's already started.
Oh man, he is. He
with some of the appointments and nominations and stuff like that.
Oh man.
I mean, he's gonna, of course, he's knocking heads right now. I mean, they're jumping up and down.
Well, yeah, because they realize
they want to crawl under, look under every rock or anything, sniff or whatever they can find on them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We voted for Trump to crush the communist regime that's dictated over us ever since Hussein took office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it would be very naive to think that this communist regime was just going to walk away after spending years trying to destroy our country and bring us to the amount of ruin that they already have. I mean, there's been a demonic communist grip on America for years, and it all really stems back to when Hussein took office. And I'll just say this. Let me stop and make an apology. I want to apologize to our viewers, our followers, our listeners, because, and I mean this sincerely, if for one nanosecond I have ever shown 1 ounce of respect to Barack Hussein Obama, I apologize. I did it by accident and by ignorance. So
okay.
I apologize to America.
All right.
Okay? I mean, I can't stand the guy.
I know you can't.
I cannot stand the guy. So I'm going to make that apology. I mean, Americans hated Hussein and because he hates us Americans and he hates our country. He's wanting to change it into the communist country that he's always wanted it to be. From a small child, he was raised to hate America and try to destroy it. I mean, he really was. He was bred to do it. The liberals hate Trump because he loves America so much, and he loves us Americans.
Well, I mean, it's always been said this is a good versus evil election, if there ever has been one.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is.
Yeah, I totally agree, and you know, the liberals are out here. You know, some of them are shaving their heads. Some of them are going to...
Have any of them moved?
No, nobody's moved. Meathead still hasn't doused himself with gasoline.
Well, I had the fire extinguisher ready.
Well, no,
oh,
you
the
did
lighter.
Not.
I had the lighter
you
ready.
You had the lighter ready. And the camera. I was bringing a gallon of gas. I mean, if he wants to do it, we'll film him and put him on video.
Yeah, let's do it right out here in the street.
Yeah, that's right. With. You know, but a lot of these crazy liberals, you know, these women, they're out here shaving their heads. They say, I'm not going to have sex because with my husband. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi sat on the
we
View.
We won't go there.
No, I want to go there.
Just, I saw that one.
Yeah. And just, she said, I'm not having sex because Donald Trump got elected. On behalf of all the men in the world, Whoopi, thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Really?
Some crazy women are even divorcing their husbands because of it. I mean, these lunatics have gone mad.
Well, I've heard of people wanting to kill themselves because of it.
I've heard of that myself.
You just told me that last night.
I was.
At dinner.
Yeah, but I'm going to not go there.
No.
But here's what I'll say. If you think that Hussein, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, and all of their evil communist regime and all their haters, American haters, are simply going to run off and not try their best to bring America to total destruction, mm-hmm. you're wrong. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it. Their job of America's destruction is not finished, and they want to fight.
Well, they're shaking in their shoes because they know that I mean, just like that,
yeah.
they could be called in and impeached or arrested or investigated and go to prison.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, for what they did.
Yes.
Now the tables have turned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, back in September of 2024, China officially declared George Soros a global terrorist. Okay? Mm. They went on to say he's the son of Satan.
I believe.
Now, these are pretty strong words, folks.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They went on to say he's the most evil person in the world.
Wow.
Now, Randy, but yet, George Soros is probably the biggest, if not, he's one of the biggest donors to the Democratic Party
sure
here
he
in
is.
America.
Sure he is.
So these people have had a communist evil agenda carried out for years, and they're not going to stop it just because one election is too big to rig.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep working. Rest assured, they're organizing. They're fighting against President Trump and his appointees. And we're going to take a look at some of his appointees here in just a little bit. But they're going to fight him every step of the way. Why? Because a poor, helpless, broken society is easy to rule over and dictate to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people think I'm mad. People think I'm crazy when I talk this way. But this regime wants to turn America into another third world country.
Right. I think, though, too, is people need to understand that the whole Democratic Party has shifted. They've gone off to way off the end.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans have shifted to what the Democrats used to be.
Uh-huh, right.
And the Libertarians basically are what the Republicans used to be. So everything has kind of shifted that way.
Yeah.
And people that say, well, I'm a hardcore Democrat, you need to relook at that because everything shifted. What the Democrat was 10 years ago is not what it is today, the same way the Republican or the Libertarian. It's not all the same.
I'm a hardcore independent. I don't know about you.
Well, I think I'm more of a libertarian than anything.
Oh, I think that's true with both of us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
I mean, but the Republic, I'm still registered with you as a Republican.
Right.
But that's in name only.
Mm-hmm.
And the Libertarians have tried for years to gain ground, and they just can't get the job done.
It's tough.
And, you know, one of my hopes in private, I don't know that I've ever shared it on the podcast, but one of my hopes in private was that Donald Trump would be elected and get into office mm-hmm. and then start his own third party system.
Right.
Okay. Call it the Patriot Party.
Right. That would, I don't know if that could happen, but that would be awesome if it could.
Well, if you listen to the podcast of Joe Rogan, Trump said this is definitely one of the things that he faced and really, you know, it really hit home was that America is a two-party system. And I don't think that Donald Trump will ever attempt to try and start a third party.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing that, my heart just kind of sank a little bit because I'm such in favor of it.
Yeah.
okay? And I just don't think that he will. But, you know, this evil regime, power is what they live and long for, and dominance and control are what they're designed for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. They want we, the people, to become the weak, speechless, thoughtless, and powerless people. So, you know, I got to tell you, they're behind the scenes designing what's called a shadow government, a shadow cabinet, and which is unconstitutional every bit of the way. They're starting their own insurrection against Trump. Congressman Wiley, okay, from North Carolina, stood on the House floor. I watched the video multiple times. And with charts and everything, designed his plan for a shadow government to work against President Trump. Did you see that video? Mm-hmm.
No,
you need to go look it up. It's all over X and all over places. You'll find it pretty easily. This is literally an attempt to overthrow the government. He should be arrested. Mm. This is what we call treason. Mm. Now, I've got to tell you, in the first time that Trump was in office, a lot of us conservatives, I remember saying that they were running a shadow government. And guess what? They laughed and called us conspiracy theorists. Well, Randy, I'm just going to tell you, I'd quit being one, but all of my conspiracy theories come true.
Yeah, I know it. Especially the ones that are way out there.
Yeah. Like I've said, there's only one that I just couldn't buy into.
I know.
And the rest of them I have, and they all keep coming true.
I heard that one the other day, and that's way out there.
They're denying, they're defying President Trump's authority. They're positioning in this shadow cabinet and government, they're positioning different congressmen, senators, and government officials to run what's called a shadow cabinet to undermine President Trump's actions to make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about we the people have spoken. They don't even recognize that they are in office to represent us.
Right.
You know, these representatives think that we're too stupid to even think for ourselves.
I know.
Remember a few years back when the video from Hussein was found, and he was talking about how stupid the American people really are, and how that they had to think for us. Man, what a video.
Hmm.
I watched it.
Hmm.
And a lot of the liberal communists, they said, oh, that was all just AI-driven, you know, and all that. No, that was him talking.
Hmm.
He just didn't know that the camera was running and that somebody was catching him on it. Hey, we're going to take a commercial, come back, and we're going to talk some more about this shadow cabinet.
Good.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
So the shadow cabinet will be protesting and taking communist actions to fight against America's progress.
Hmm.
As Trump throws something out, they're going to have not just one person, but different people assigned to, on that topic, you fight him on this one. On this topic, you fight him on that one. That's what this shadow cabinet is going to do. So every law that would make our country better, they're going to fight. Every tax that he wants to cut to make people's lives better, they're going to fight. When he goes to dismantle the racist DEI departments, they're going to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes to end the woke bureaucracy, they're going to fight it. And again, each one of these cabinet members will be assigned. And I mean, this guy even went so far as to be naming names and assigning people. This is what they're going to do.
What about it when he uses the military to do the deportation?
I dare him to do to try to.
it was on the news
yeah.
tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get to that a little bit later when we talk about your man Tom. Okay, because I think he's gonna kick butt, and he don't even care about your name.
No.
Okay. When he goes to remove men from women's sports, when he goes to close the border, as you're talking about, deport the millions of illegals that, again, America, right. Remember, Biden and Harris was flying many of them in using right. your tax dollars.
They're flying them in on airplanes.
Airplanes. You know, we could have finished the fence, built the wall.
That still got them in there.
Oh, my gosh. When the top two people in our government is flying them in and paying for it, shoo-wee. So, I mean, they're going to fight him every step of the way. I mean, each woke, mentally ill person that will be booted out of the military, and as we begin to build up the military and make our military great again, they're going to fight. Mm-hmm. When he goes after censorship and stopping all this nonsense that and trying to save freedom of speech, they're going to fight him. This cabinet, this shadow cabinet and government is going to fight him every step of the way.
Hmm. Well, who's making up this?
Well,
who all is in it?
There's so many, I can't name the names, but if
you're all Democrats, is there Republicans?
Oh,
in there?
God, no.
Sure?
No. Well, I'm not 100% sure. I'd like to say, Randy, that there's not, but everybody
that's the thing is the rhinos yeah. that's in there that's going to buck the system.
Oh, yeah.
And buck what he's trying to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And just so they can have the power mm-hmm. to say, hey, it's me stopping this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
I get you off track. Sorry.
No, you're okay. You're okay. Let's talk about some of the cabinet appointees, okay?
Cool.
Because we'll drill down into this, and then we'll see what all's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'll say. Trump is filling these key positions in his second term differently than he did his first. He's appointing the loyalist, the people that's more loyal to him
right.
for these top jobs.
He's doing it the way it should have been done the first time.
Yeah.
Last time it was, who should I get, guys? Oh, this guy's good over here. Okay, that sounds good. I can work with anybody, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a negotiator. I can work with anybody.
Yeah. And the people that he thought he could trust around him let him astray.
Well, that's why he wound up firing half of them. And of course, you know, when you fire somebody, they're going to write a book about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's fine. His, you know, okay, let's just start with this. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, age 53.
Sure.
Now, he's the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. At first, when I heard this, I had some major concerns.
I
really did.
Yeah.
Because he was once a real critic of President Trump. But then turned ally, and he took a really hard pivot to Trump. As senator, he actually once called Trump a con man, but he changed into a real fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump recognizes that, okay? And that's the thing about Trump. Trump is far more forgiving, they say, and compassionate than most people would ever give him credit for.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, but a lot of that was happening. I know if anybody says anything against Trump, they're automatically put on the blacklist.
Yeah.
But the problem is politics.
Yeah.
Like when they're running for primaries, mm-hmm. Rubio, he was running for president.
Yeah.
He can't say, oh, well, Trump's a good guy, but, you know, I'm better, but I don't want to say anything bad about him.
Right.
No, he was bashing him because he was running against him.
Yeah.
So it's pure. That's the deal about politics, is when you're in that runoffs and all that and the primaries, you're out for yourself.
Yeah.
Until it's over. And then are you going to join the team?
Yeah. That's
if you lose, are you going to join the team?
That's probably why I could never be in politics.
I know. If you get on your blacklist, you're gone, man. It's over.
Well, once I divorce you, you're divorced. We're not having Thanksgiving together. Okay, here's a good one. Attorney General Matt Gaetz. Now, we may want to set up camp a little bit here, okay? Well, it's worth camping on.
I'm for him.
I'm totally for him. I've got a man crush on him. I'm just going to admit
it. Yeah.
Age 42. Now, the reason I'm mentioning these ages is to show that 42 is youth to you and I got to say, and in politics.
You get that right.
Yeah.
Especially me.
But I got to tell you, Trump is putting some youth and loyalty members of his cabinet in here. If he is put in as Attorney General, he'll be the third youngest Attorney General in history. Now, here's something funny. Did you know, just kind of as a side note, did you know that J.D. Vance is the third youngest vice president in history? Did you also know that he was the only Marine that's ever been elected as vice president? So, Carolyn Leavitt is the youngest. That's the young lady that he just put as press secretary. Okay.
She is our fireball.
Age 27.
Did you see her on some of those news segments? She tore into that CNN girl. She laid her out.
That's why she got this permanent job. She did so good during the campaign. He goes, wow, there she goes. So, you know, he's got some youth around him, and that's what we need. I mean, you take a look. In fact, I got a picture for those of you on video. Randy, put this this up.
I'll put it up.
Okay. It's a picture of Feinstein and and it's a split picture and Mitch McConnell. Okay. So I think that if you just take a quick glance at this picture right here, folks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, leave it up there for just a second and let them see it. That's why we need some youth around
here. Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, here's what I can tell you. Matt Gaetz is an absolute pit bull. I mean, he really
is.
And he can handle himself, and he can handle himself extremely well under great pressure. Trump said Matt will end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. That's what Trump said.
Cool.
Gaetz immediately, get this, Gaetz immediately resigned Congress so that DeSantis can call a special election 8 weeks from then, and his seat will not go empty for a minute.
Cool.
See, under Florida law, they have an 8 week holding period before they can put someone else in that vacant seat. So he wanted to immediately jump out so that his seat will not be empty one moment.
Right.
Just boom, he's gone.
Wow.
Okay. Pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
This guy's sharp. He is really sharp. Now, CNN hates him. So that's really a great sign.
They all hate him.
Yeah.
I mean, all the.
Yeah.
You know, MSNBC, all of them, all of them over there, they hate him.
Which tells me I like him even more.
Of course.
The DOJ employees are threatening to quit if he gets
themselves on fire.
Well, not that I know of, but they're going to quit, which I think is another great sign.
No.
Now, this appointee is really huge because it sends a signal that Trump is going to war with the deep state. And Gaetz knows exactly where all of the players are and where all the bodies are actually buried. He knows where to go look and find them. The D.C. swamp doesn't want him because, as AG, he'll actually do his job and people will be held accountable.
Really?
That's a new one, right?
It is.
Now, I'm hearing already that many Republican senators are planning to block this choice. But I'm just going to say that we, the people, are sick and tired of Washington, D.C. doing nothing as these people tried to destroy our country and getting upset at someone who may actually do their job and start rooting out all the evil and all the corruption that's up there.
Well, that's where we're going to have to do our part when we hear this, is if there's any of the Republicans that aren't jumping on board.
Yeah.
Time to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Send your tweets in, send your emails in, do all that.
Yeah.
That is our time to do that.
Exactly.
We can do the little show, but everybody needs to line up and get on board.
And you know, Randy, Trump deserves and has earned the right to have his picks and given a chance.
He has.
Look at the freaks that Biden put in office. I mean, absolute. You know, the little bald-headed, you know, guy that dresses up like a woman.
Yeah.
Stole all the women's luggage. Show a picture of him. I've got one for you. Show that picture. Take a look at that. Now, that's Biden's person, okay?
Yes.
I think that people want Trump to tell Gates, and here's really something I think is real important. They want Trump to tell Gates to go after all the horrible people. He's got an axe to grind and go after all of them that chased him and destroyed him. But I'm just going to tell you, that is the farthest thing that Trump is going to do. Mm-hmm. Again, going back to the Joe Rogan podcast, he was kind of being prodded in that area. Mm. He said, I'm not going to allow that to happen. They weaponized the DOJ against me. That doesn't make it right for me to weaponize it against them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, J.D. Vance said Garland, the current AG under Biden, prosecuted his political opponents and authorized federal agents to harass parents who peacefully protested at school board meetings. Garland defied congressional subpoenas only to get a few strongly worded letters. Oh, that really hurt, from Senate Republicans. Garland got by with attacking Trump because the rhinos are so much a part of the deep state that they feared being brought to light. The senators are so compromised, not just the liberal Dimmies, but the Republicans. They're so compromised and so corrupt, they're actually afraid of Gates coming into office because he's going to shed light on their corruption and they're going to get caught.
Sure he is.
Oh my gosh!
He knows it. He knows who it is, and he knows. They all know. They all know all the stuff on everybody up there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They all know it.
Well, there
that's
was,
why they're the ones oh, yeah. that are they're shaking.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's why one writer said this was a master stroke to smoke out the corrupt senators who are in the back pockets of the deep state. Folks, the U.S. government is so corrupt, we've got to start shedding some light. They'll start scrambling like cockroaches. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that this could be Trump's biggest fight for his appointees because they fear him. They fear the fact that every lie that they've told, every hoax that they have done, every abuse of power to get Donald Trump out of office and keep him out of office— and his supporters and the American citizens beat down, they're absolutely afraid that all of this is going to come to light and that Gates and Trump are getting ready to install an unprecedented transparency that's never been seen in Washington before.
I know it. I believe it.
I really, really do believe that.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
I'll tell you another one. Let me cover this, and then we'll go to a commercial. But I don't want to rush through it. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, again, age 44. He's an Army vet.
Cool.
He has 2 Bronze Stars. This guy knows what he's doing. He served in the Army National Guard from 2002 to 2021. He was deployed to Iraq in 2005 and Afghanistan in 2011. And we actually have proof that he was there, unlike Waltz.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Oh, you caught that. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Now, what's really funny, okay, he's the co-host of Fox and Friends. He's a contributor to Fox News. And what's really funny is that the liberal media are saying, well, Trump, he just appointed him, and all he is a TV anchor person just like us.
Yeah.
And they're mispronouncing his name and everything else just to make him look stupid.
Sure.
Here's what I'll tell you, man. Oh, here's one other point I wanted to make. He's the author of, this is the title of his book, so this ought to tell you a lot. The War on Warriors, Behind the Betrayal of the Men Who Keep Us Free.
Hmm. Cool. Good.
Now, I got to tell you, well, this guy is really great. The night that Trump was shot and shot in the ear, okay, the assassination attempt, he was on Fox News. Now, I happened to be at my sister's house watching this, and I'm like, dang, who is this guy? This guy's good. Uh-huh. I mean, you could just tell he was conservative to the bone. He was really great. And I said, who is this guy?
Right.
And my brother-in-law and sister both spoke up and said, oh, he is phenomenal. Mm. We love watching this guy. Mm. He's conservative. He's hardline American. You know, he's going to take on the DEI and he's going to pound it into submission. He's going to get rid of all that stupid nonsense and start throwing all these cross-dressers out of the military and doing different things. I am so totally all for him.
Sure.
I really am. Cool. He's going to be great.
Cool.
So we need to have our senators be sure and give Trump that person.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's go to commercial.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, we're back. Hey, Randy, since we just finished talking about Pete, the new defense secretary, throw up that picture for those that are watching on video of our Pete versus Biden's Pete.
I already got it. There it is.
Well, take a good look at that change, would you?
I need an applause on that one.
Woo-wee. All right. Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, age 43. Former.
Hey, she was a Democrat.
Yes,
too.
She was.
She was. I mean, 6 months ago, she was a hardcore Democrat.
She actually left that Democratic Party in 2022.
Did she?
Yep.
Okay.
And she was the representative from Hawaii. She served for two decades in the Army National Guard. She was deployed in Iraq and Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
She has served in a number of top national security intelligence positions. She endorsed Trump back in August and campaigned with him during the fall, during all of the campaign. And this is just another example of Trump that's prizing that loyalty.
I like it.
I really do.
Think we can get her to be on our show?
I'd love for him.
I know, I would too. Any of these guys.
You know, now here's what's so sad. This Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's a liberal communist from Florida. She's already been accusing her of being a Russian agent. I mean, can't you come up with something new? Haven't we had the Russian hoax enough? But get this.
That's going to be another investigation too he's going to get into.
Yeah.
You know he is.
But let me read this, okay? Bernie Sanders, of all people.
Okay. What's old Bernie doing? I haven't heard this.
Bernie said Tulsi Gabbard has put her life on the line to defend this country. People can disagree on issues, but it is outrageous for anyone to suggest that Tulsi is a foreign agent.
Well, that's...
My gosh! Even an actual self-confessing socialist is smarter than some of these people.
I was going to say, if Bernie said it, well, now, who else could say
John Brennan
that?
Said that she's not even qualified to be there, but John Brennan is a lifelong Washington, D.C. parasite that belongs in prison. He's nothing but a filthy liar.
So he's going to be investigated.
I would hope so. All right, now, Randy, here comes your man, Border Czar.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, buddy. Now,
Buford Pusser.
Age 62.
Carries her big stick.
I love him.
I do, too.
I love him.
I saw him on some of his stuff, man. He tears into it.
He said that Trump and he are going to run the biggest deportation operation this country has ever seen. That one,
he just looks like, you know, he just sits there and looks at you like, we're going to do this thing, you know. That's it.
Well, he looks at you like, you are so stupid. Why are you so stupid? He doesn't want to even breathe the same air as some of those people. The one stupid woman goes, well, how are you going to deport the parents and the children?
Just do it at the same time.
I assume we'll do it at the same time.
Right at the same time.
you idiot. Now, on Newsmax, Tom said there will be shock and awe on day one of the presidency.
Very good.
He went on to say, you're going to see us take this country back. Now, I got to tell you, another article... Let me grab it real quick. Another article says, retired Border Patrol military volunteer to assist Trump's deportation. He said that his phone has been blowing up, both in phone calls and texts. Friday night, he actually turned his phone off because he couldn't handle all the phone calls that he was getting of people saying, I'll come out of retirement and just volunteer
exactly
to help.
That's right. I heard that.
Wow. Can you believe it?
Oh, they do it.
Now, let me ask you, Randy, isn't it funny how people learn that Biden and Harris was flying people into our country illegally with our tax dollars, and you never heard an outcry?
Right.
However, Trump mentions about flying them back out, and the liberals are going insane.
Of course.
I mean, my gosh, people. I just think this guy, you know, between him and Gates, I mean, I got to tell you, I got a man crush on both of them.
He's making some big choices there. I hope he gets them through.
Yep. Hey, our ex-governor, Mike Huckabee, got the nod.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
I am. He's qualified. Yep. He knows it. Used to be a preacher.
Yep. Baptist preacher down in Arkadelphia, wasn't he?
Arkadelphia, Hot Springs, somewhere in there.
He's a staunch defender of Israel. And thank God that will be a welcome change in American leadership.
We ought to be able to get him on our show.
Yeah, we should.
I know Mike. Well, from way back.
Let's give him a call.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got another number.
If we can't get him, we'll take his daughter. Yeah, we'd love to have her on here. Trump said that he loves Israel, and likewise, they love him. So I'm very, very pleased to see that. Then you've got one, Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr.
Can I show it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here it is.
Show
them
that picture.
Them and ours.
Leave it up there for just a moment. That's our new Health and Human Services Secretary, and there you go for Joe Biden. So that's what I'm saying, is Trump has picked these people. They're great people. And if you can, if the Senate can approve the freaks that Biden put in office—
right.
There is no one that Trump has asked for that shouldn't pass with flying colors. Now, I will tell you that RFK is known for his fierce criticism of the food giants, Big Pharma, promising to dismantle their influence over health policy for the benefit of the public. He's expected to prioritize transparency in health research. He's going to combat the misinformation and propaganda that's been spewed on Americans for years. Mm-hmm. This is all under the direction of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, if you'll remember, at the Madison Square Garden, he goes, I disagree with him when it comes to oil. So I'm going to tell him, you can't touch oil, but you go crazy over food.
Right.
Do whatever you want. Make America healthy again. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to overhaul this. You know, we mentioned on our podcast one time how he prayed for 30 minutes a day.
I saw that.
For 19 years.
Right.
Because he wanted to make America healthy again. And he said, and that's when my prayer was answered. Mm-hmm. God sent Donald Trump and answered my prayer. Now he gets the chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've also learned that America allows over a thousand chemicals to be put in our food and cosmetics that other countries have banned and outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because
money.
Big Pharma pays out.
Follow the money.
Follow the money. Big Pharma's out there padding the pocket of all of these corrupt politicians. Hey, here's something that I found I think you'll find interesting. Between 2006 and 2019, 9 out of 10 FDA commissioners went on to work with Big Pharma and their regulating. About 65% of FDA's drug review budget come directly from Big Pharma.
Sure.
Did you also know that Americans are the sickest people on the planet?
I didn't know. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Our health agencies are blatantly compromised because they're so dang corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Elizabeth Warren, you remember Pocahontas?
Right.
She says that RFK Jr. poses a danger to public health, scientific research, medicine, and health coverage for millions. She says she's got a lot of questions for the Senate hearing. Well, good for her, Pocahontas.
Good luck.
CNN says that Kennedy is a prominent anti-vaccine conspiracy theorist. Well, here's what I can say. If Pocahontas and CNN dislike him, makes me like him even more.
He can hold his own. Let him get up there and ask a question.
Right, right. So I've actually become a real fan of his over the years, over the last year particularly. You know, and I found this out also. The CDC held secret meetings about the rise of autism due to vaccinations. Mm-hmm. Fauci called RFK a liar for saying not one of the 72 vaccines mandated for children has ever been safety tested. Okay? He said he was a liar. So they looked at these vaccines, and a year later, Fauci, or whatever you pronounce his name, his lawyers came back and admitted that RFK was actually correct. So they looked at one vaccine, which was the hepatitis B vaccine. They looked at kids who had gotten it in the first 30 days. Now, this will shatter your heart. There was a 10,000% increase.
Wow. My goodness.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I will tell you right now, if I was young and just having my children, my children would not have any vaccines whatsoever.
None. Well, they've added so much into them.
The vaccines.
But from when we, they're not what we, when we had them.
You are so correct.
We're going to add this, add this, and add this.
Yeah. Bill Gates and Big Pharma got involved in it and started putting all this crap in there. And the reason is they're making America sick because Big Pharma's got a pill for that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And they're making all these kids autistic and all kinds of stuff, all these behavioral problems by the crap that's getting put in our food. And then they got a pill for this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, you take a child to a doctor, well, they've got a behavioral problem, this and that. Let me tell you something. They'll pop them on a pill in a heartbeat.
Sure they will.
And folks, let me just say this. Be sure and listen to episode 16 next week. It's entitled The American Toxic Load.
Right.
It will absolutely terrify you on some of the things that Courtney, my daughter, is our guest, and what she has to say about some of the things.
Yeah, it's an awesome show.
Did you know that one in every 34 kids are plagued with autism today? Mm. Yeah, they sure are. Mm. I could go on and on with this, but I got to tell you, be sure and listen to number 16 because you're going to want to hear it. Well, the shadow government will also fight the DOGE, Elon Musk, and Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Yeah, Ramaswamy. There you go. I have trouble with that one. So Randy got in there. They're going to take some big, bold steps towards combating the bloated bureaucracy and wasteful spending of our tax dollars. They're going to try their best to downsize. They're going to try to run a leaner government. They're going to make a government accountable again. And they're going to work towards making us a freer land. Folks, here's some things that I found out. Oh, let me back up here. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, strikes one more time. I love this because she got on X and tweeted out. That's the only way I can say it, folks. She sent this message. On one of her tweets, she said, "The Office of Government Efficiency is off to a great start with split leadership. Two people to do the work of one person." Yeah. This seems really efficient. Now, Elon Musk replied back, "Yes, but unlike you, we work for free." God, I love that guy. I love that guy. He ain't got a dog in the hunt. No, what are you going to do? Cut my salary?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, screw you, you know? So I love that. I love the way he's living his life. Well, folks, let's see where our tax dollars are being wasted right now. Here's $500,000 to study if selfies make you happy.
Okay.
$1 million to study if quail, you know, the little bird, quail.
Yeah.
Okay. If quail are frisky if you give them Coke.
Well, I used to have one when I was a kid, but I never gave it Coke.
And did you ever get $1 million?
No.
Now, folks, we're sitting here making fun of this, but that's $1 million of our tax dollars. $1 million. We spent $20,000 on drag shows in Ecuador, $80,000 to ask taxi drivers in Guyana if climate change makes it harder for them to drive. We gave Fauci $500,000 to create a transgender monkey. Okay. Is anyone happy for the DOGE yet? We spent, $30,000 to study the secret language of butchers in Paris. $750,000 of our tax dollars went for the New York Metropolitan Opera fire alarm. Now, here's one that you're not going to believe. We spent $350,000 to develop AI smart toilets. What on God's green earth is an AI smart toilet?
I don't know, but I heard years ago, just years, many years ago, that they were spending $5,000 and $6,000 just on a regular toilet for something. They were building a building, $5,000 or $6,000 on a toilet.
Well, now I guess just we've got AI toilets that's going to go woo wee, flush, man, flush.
Well,
seriously,
automatic flushers.
This is our tax department. Here's $660,000 to study the impact that COVID had on Russian women. What do I care? What do I really care? I want a discount on my taxes, people. When I said in one of our shows, I would go for a flat tax. We can start it off at 10, drive it down to 8, 9,
right,
10,
right.
Probably get it down to 5 to 3%. This is why I'm saying we could cut all this crap out.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that will absolutely blow you away. For the seventh year in a row, the Pentagon, U.S. Department of Defense, has failed its financial audit.
Mm.
Did you hear about this one?
Mm-mm.
The Pentagon is unable to account for 60% of its $4.1 trillion assets.
Wow.
Randy, that's $2.46 trillion that are unaccounted for of what? Our tax dollars.
Yeah.
Here's a good question. Do you think it's negligence or do you think it's fraud? Do you think it's stupidity? I mean, and the White House lost track of $6.2 billion that they sent to Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury lost $5 trillion of the pandemic money. Now, yet, if you go to the bank, and you know this for a fact, I do, you go to the bank and want to move $10,000 or more.
Can't do it.
Your bank has to fill out special paperwork for you to move that money.
Right. All right. And it was going to change to like $400.
Yeah. Yeah.
$400, $300, yes. Whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you had to fill out paperwork if you were going to move, write a check. Or taking cash for a $400 check.
Yes. Yes. They want us to live under that communist regime and under those kind of rules, and yet they can squander and lose all of our money.
Yeah.
So are you ready for change? You're ready for efficiency? Are you ready for the new DOGE to do its job? Here's a big question. Let me throw it out there one more time. Are you ready for term limits to get rid of the corrupt career politicians?
He's talking about it.
I am so for it.
He's talking about it. And what Blake said on our show on the five things you do.
Right.
He's going to abolish the Department of Education.
Yes. I'm all for it. I'm absolutely all for it.
Turn it back over to the states.
And Randy, right before, every Monday I go for a massage and then I go to my chiropractor and get an adjustment. And I was talking to my chiropractor, Dr. J. We had him on one of our shows.
Sure.
And I was talking to him. He said, what you going to talk about tonight? And I was kind of giving him a little brief rundown. And he said, man, you're really big on those term limits. And I said, I sure am. He goes, well, what about, he said, where do you draw the line? I said, I don't draw the line. I said, I don't care if you're the dog catcher. If you're elected, you get two terms. Give them 2 4-year terms, just like the main guy, like the president, and it, you either get it done or get out, mm-hmm. one way or the other. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, and so he said, well, what about the Supreme Court? I said, that was asked on one of our podcasts.
Yeah, it was.
And I said, you know what? I'm for it. Everybody thinks that they're untouchable. He goes, well, you know, what if they're doing term limits like you're saying? And what about if somebody gets real political? I said, they're political anyway. They're creating the law. They're not just interpreting the law. Mm-hmm. That's their job. Mm-hmm. They're already doing that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I talked to him about that. And I said, and so what we can do is have an impeachment policy that anybody that gets out of line can be impeached just like the president. But when we say impeachment, what I really mean is move them out of office.
Right.
If we impeach you, we drag your butt out the door and throw it out.
Impeachment doesn't mean anything anymore.
No, it doesn't. And I'm sick and tired of it. Well, okay, let's move on so we can wrap this thing up. Yeah. Give us just a couple of more minutes because I think I got something to end on that I really want to talk about. And that is, you know, we have seen even the corrupt, evil rhinos in the Senate fighting Trump already. You know, Mitch McConnell worked his witchcraft in the Senate by placing a rhino in office. Now, here's what I would suggest and here's what I'd say. We had one really good guy, Scott, that Trump really wanted to see, and others, okay, us conservatives, if you will, wanted to see him. But Mitch McConnell put up two rhinos, okay? Now, we happened to get the lesser of the evil in Thune. Right. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to wait and see how he does, okay?
Yep.
But Thune is the lesser of the two evils that I would say. And now Thune is already saying, I'm going to try to get all of the people involved or in appointed that Trump wants, okay? But that's pretty good lip service.
They always say that.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, why is it that we had a secret ballot to elect Thune in office?
Well, they didn't want people to know who they voted for.
That's exactly right. And you know, somebody leaked it and said there was 23 for Thune, 15 for Corning, and 13 for Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how the Republicans voted. Now, I'd love to read off all the people that voted for Scott, but I won't. But I'll tell you who's not on there.
Right.
Tom Cotton and John Boozman, mm-hmm. from Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on that list.
And I called them.
Yeah.
I called them and told them to. I guess they didn't listen to me.
I sent them some really mean stuff.
I called their office.
Yeah, I did. I did as well. So here's what I would tell you is that these Republicans are already fighting Trump. And so don't be naive. Because here, Mitch McConnell already came out today and said, there will be no recess appointments. Hmm. Okay? Now, if he left the leadership role, and if he's just going to be in the background, why is he up on the camera saying this, Randy? All he did was replace himself with another rhino that's going to be his puppet. Okay? He's going to tell Thune what to do and how to do it.
Oh, God.
Okay? That is, if he can formulate the sentence, because right. I'm not for sure the man has enough brain power. But here's what I would say is I looked some things up here on recess appointments, okay? Ronald Reagan made 240 of them. George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, made 77. Bill Clinton made 139. George W. Bush made 171. Barack Hussein Obama made 32. So I've just got to say that when the rhinos and the communists out there on the left start whining and crying about Trump doing these recess appointments, I want you to know there's a precedent set. it's not that he's being evil. It's the fact that this is the only way that he can help govern. And I'll end with this, because I'm still screaming term limits. I really am. Thomas Jefferson said, if serving in an elected office ever becomes a career, corruption will surely follow. Folks, it's time that we get rid of these career politicians and all of these senators and congressmen and all these people, put term limits on them, and we've got to get some fresh blood in Washington.
Really?
We really have to. I'm done, I'm done, I'm done with career politicians. I really am. Have a good one, folks.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.